All right, everyone. Welcome back to Athletes of FHN, the third edition. Today, we're going to be interviewing Braden Powelson. He's a sophomore varsity volleyball player. And let's get right into it. What position do you primarily play on volleyball?
I'm a DS. I'm a defensive specialist, which means I pretty much play back row.
I read up all about you. I looked up you guys up on the high school stats thing. Pretty good so far, like 8-1, I think.
Yeah, we're doing nice.
Solid. Eight win streak. It's nice. So tell me about your position. Like, what do you do? Like, what do you mainly do
in the back? I do the dirty work. I pass. And that's really just about it. I sit back there and I get all the balls that come over and I don't really know how to explain it. I just pass. That's the best I can explain it.
Yeah. You're not the big tall dude in the front that
blocks. No. That's what I aspire to be.
Yeah, that's Grogan.
That's Grogs.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing volleyball?
Sheesh. I have been playing volleyball since fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 years maybe.
Yeah, and who got you into this volleyball sport?
I grew up watching my brother and my sister's volleyball games, so I guess it went from my sister to my older brother and then down to me.
Mm-hmm. Family tradition. What would you say your strengths and weaknesses are as a player?
Well, my strengths, I guess, would be, like, I'm really good at talking, and I have a great relationship with my teammates, mm-hmm. but I guess my weakness is, like, I'm kind of lazy in the back, you would say. That's what my coach calls me when I'm not playing well. She just calls me lazy.
Yeah. All right. Now we're getting into the juicy stuff.
All right.
So being the only sophomore on varsity, like, what really sets you apart from all the other, you know, freshmen, sophomores, or juniors that you beat out to get your spot on varsity?
I mean, it's mostly just my experience in that coach knows me, and then I tend to do well in practices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I work really hard, and I guess she sees that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solid. Just outwork everyone. Okay. How can Francis Howell North beat really good teams on your schedule, like such as Howell, Viani, or St. Dominic?
Well, we're all just like, we are like an actual like team. It's not like we have different groups of people on the team that all kind of hang out. Like, we're all mm-hmm. a massive group of friends and we all do stuff. And I guess that really helps, and it really shows when, say, one of us does something wrong, it's not like a beat you down kind of moment. It's a pick you up and let's get it going type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So just play as one team. Yeah, I agree. So how does like the volleyball off season work? Is there like a travel team, like camps and stuff, like there is basketball and football and other sports like that?
Well, you could always play club volleyball, which happens in the fall and this winter. Mm-hmm. But North specifically, you have like the camp, and then you eventually have open gyms starting up during like the school year. Mm-hmm. And then I guess in the summer you could play like beach volleyball or sand. That like helps people a lot, and it's really fun.
Okay. What number jersey do you wear usually?
I wear number 5. Yeah, I wear number 5.
Mm-hmm. Is there a significance behind the number 5?
Well, not really, because I'm sophomore in varsity, you don't really get the first pick of jerseys. Yeah. So I kind of got shafted and I just picked a number that wasn't horrible. I would have picked like maybe 6, which is my volleyball number, or 24. Mm-hmm. I told 6 is a dope number. Yeah. That's my day one volleyball number.
Gotta rep the 6. That's all I have for you guys.
All right. Nice.
Thanks for the easy interview. Okay, thank you for coming on.